Thank you very much. Our kind of rough structure that we've talked about is I'm going to do a broad overview of issues in the Permian, infrastructure issues, and then turn it over to Tom, who will then turn it over to John, and then we'll have try to leave a lot of time for questions, including questions from me, if there's none from the audience. So very briefly, I put in that I was from New Mexico because I travel to New Mexico a lot to see my grandma. My mom has moved here to town. But I'm always very interested. When I started in oil and gas, everything was international. And now the center of the world has been the Permian Basin for a number of years. And so I get to work in my home state, which I never expected would actually occur. But it also means I care and I'm interested in the infrastructure issues that are affecting southeastern New Mexico and also West Texas and that part of Texas. And so the way I see the Permian infrastructure issues impacting the industry is kind of on a parallel path between industry impacts and the impacts on local communities. And I'll treat those separately. First, with respect to the industry, it's kind of occurred in phases, I think natural phases. There was an idea of aggregating leases and coring up leases. And then the first kind of infrastructure issue was securing sufficient takeaway, gas processing, oil in some cases, and also kind of dealing with pricing issues around gas takeaway. Actually, first it was just getting gas takeaway, and so you could produce the oil. Then there was a market shift that occurred, I think, a couple of years ago, where the companies, the kind of the PE-backed companies that were really innovating in the Permian and had cored up their assets and take them to market, were seeing the buyers, the big majors and super majors, the aggregators, kind of turn away from the model where they had gotten pulled together some leases, drilled one or two wells maybe, and flipped them. And they were started asking those sellers to show cash flow, to show profitability down to maybe a certain oil price. And so what that caused with respect to infrastructure was for those smaller companies to then turn to more of their infrastructure needs around their projects. So things like water was a big deal, and what those costs were, how those costs were going to be dealt with on a long-term basis. They revisited in a lot of times their gathering and processing contract to check costs and to also understand more and maybe deal with things like connectivity and gas price, and just to make sure it wouldn't go negative, which would impact their cash flow. And now, as I was driving, I've been driving through the Permian. I try to do it every 6 months or so. You can tell just by looking what's impacting people down there. And the obvious thing I think that's coming next, and I think that Tom and John are going to talk about, is electricity. And just driving around, you can see the electrical wires everywhere. It looks like it's definitely going to be an issue, and it sounds like it has become an issue. Our clients have started to come to us and ask about electricity. It's become an issue in some of our gathering processing contracts. Who bears the cost of electricity? And also the innovators, you know, the PE-backed guys have come and say, hey, we want to build a plant, you know, to help people in that area. How can we best do that? And so they're addressing things in Texas and then New Mexico and what those different regulatory regimes look like. At the same time, on the local path, the issues that I think affected local communities kind of in order, the first thing was roads. And what happens when you have a kind of farm-to-market road that's basically asphalt sprayed over ground that maybe gets driven on, you know, 100 times a day by the local people. Suddenly you drive a frack crew over that or, you know, very large trucks on a daily basis, and you basically, you know, 200 or 300 times increase the load on the road. What happens is the roads kind of crumble and disappear, especially with the first rain. And so that was the first major issue. And the next one they had to tackle in conjunction with that was taxes and how the state taxes are set up to build the roads and to fund the road construction. Because a lot of times the oil and gas tax goes to the state government, and then the road budget is reallocated on an overall state basis. And so they had to fix those kind of allocation schemes. Following that was they're dealing now with housing and related issues like hospitals and schools. And in that case, the oil companies, I think, are finding a way to team up with the local communities to finance those projects without actually having to build them themselves. And so hopefully private equity will come in and fill that gap. In interesting ways that they come together are water and electricity. where there are issues that both the industry and the local community cares a good deal about, especially out in the desert in the middle of nowhere. And so I think we're going to see a lot of innovation we already have with water and water recycling. I think the next phase is innovation with respect to electricity and how that's handled vis-a-vis the oil companies and the local communities who also are impacted by that. So the first thing I'm going to do is to turn it over to Tom, who is kind of give us the perspective of issues, you know, that he deals with as an operator in the area and other insights. Tom?
Thank you, Peter. So, you know, I've been pretty lucky in my short 13-year career. I've been, you know, law degree, but right out of law school, I've been fortunate sometimes and sometimes not whenever we don't make money, but to be part of management teams that go out and raise capital and then develop these assets and then sell these assets. So during that time period, I've been able to use my legal experience and grow it. But also that, you know, I sit in the boardroom. I have to make these decisions as well. I have to learn about the reserves. I have to learn about the infrastructure. What are we missing? What do we need? Why did we miss something during our analysis, evaluation of the property before we bought it? And what can we do better? So with electricity, for some of our fields that we've acquired, I mean, it takes up 20-30% of our LOE costs, operating costs. So.